On today's show, we got 20 more games from week one of the 2025 college football season.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Can you believe it? It's football. I've been watching it for 40 years.
Are you kidding me?
You're listening to Winning Cures Everything.
Game day, baby. Wake up or get out.
Here's your host.
A confident young man. A superb athlete.
Gary Seegers.
Welcome in, Winning Cures Everything. It's a college football podcast. I'm your host, Gary Seegers, at GaryWCE on all the different socials. And let me go ahead and tell you, we are going the old school way. I recorded a video slash podcast last night, and my Rodecaster screwed up the audio. So I tried to edit it, I tried to do all kinds of things, but it was unsavable. So we're going through 20 different games today. We already did what I called the 10 best games of the weekend. Granted, some of these could be involved in that, specifically the last game. We'll see how that turns out. But regardless, we're doing 20 more games today. We're not going to waste a bunch of time. But if you would, go ahead and subscribe to the channel, like the video, and let's go ahead and fire this bad boy up. And we'll jump in with the first game, and I'm going to write down my times as we go along. All right, here we go. First game. Boise State heads to South Florida. South Florida is a 6-point home dog, total of 62.5 currently on this one. Fifth straight road opener for Boise. They are 1-3 straight up and against the spread in their previous four. Boise 0-2 straight up, 1-0-1 against the spread against the AAC, or the AC, I guess is what you would call it now. USF 1-4 straight up, 0-5 against the spread, their last five openers against FBS competition. And USF has three straight wins against the Mountain West. Fun quarterback battle here. Maddox Madsen going up against Byron Brown. Brown is now healthy. This thing opened up at 10 at a couple of spots, 9.5, somewhere around there. It got up to a 10, at least at a few books. This thing has been dropping. There's a 5.5 out there. Best you can get is probably 6.5 in favor of South Florida. Not in favor of. You get my point. This one is 4:30 p.m. Central Time on ESPN on Thursday. So this one is kicking off the whole shebang. The whole thing. You look at the roster talent. South Florida does have a roster advantage. Didn't play all that well last year, but they had a lot of injuries and whatnot. If you look at adjusted returning production, Boise is going to dwarf basically everybody that they play as far as adjusted returning production. They are number 9 in the country. And the reason for that number is running backs don't typically count as much. They're not weighted the same. But we all know Ashton Jeanty was an absolute dog. South Florida, Byron Brown is also a dog. They have got talent all over the field. But South Florida also returns a lot because they played a lot of guys that they typically wouldn't based on injuries last year. They're number 21 in returning production. I look at this and I'm not expecting huge things out of South Florida. I think this thing's gotten a little bit crazy. Boise is still very, very good. They are used to going down and doing this. We've seen them do it time and time again where they go and travel. And I mean, they did it with Georgia Southern just last year, right? Georgia Southern did score with them. They kept up with that defense. I kind of think the defense is going to be a little bit better this year for Boise. Go ahead and give me Boise State. I mean, my number says Boise minus 7.1. So if this thing has dropped below 7, I'll come back the other way. I will be the contrarian here. Give me Boise minus 5.5. That's the best number we can get on the board. Moving along, Thursday, 7 p.m. Central Time on FS1, and you might want to make sure that you know you have something besides YouTube TV if you want to make sure you get the Fox channels by Thursday, from what I understand. But regardless, I'm sure they will get it all figured out. This is another one of those things they do before every football season. Buffalo heads to Minnesota. And Minnesota, did it move that right along? Minnesota is a 17.5-point favorite, total of 44.5 on this one. Let's go through our trends. Buffalo 0-2 straight up, 2-0 against the spread against Minnesota. They played in 2002 and 2017, so really has no bearing on exactly what we've got going right here. Buffalo 9-3 against the spread against the Big Ten since 2002, but they are 2-3 against the spread versus P4 competition in the last 5 years. Minnesota 2-5-1 against the spread in openers under PJ Fleck, so they never come out of the gate hot. And now you've got a first-time starting quarterback, you know, with Drake Lindsey, and you've got Taquan Robertson, or Roberson, I guess, for Buffalo, who has been around forever. Been all kinds of... He played at UConn. He was at Penn State before that. But this guy's been around football for a very, very long time. Minnesota 4-6 against the spread versus the MAC since 2012. It's nice to have somebody like Darius Taylor that you can lean on. I will go ahead and tell you, yes, my average rank for the defense for Buffalo is number 98. My number on this, by the way, is Minnesota minus 17.8, so it's just in line with the number. I will tell you, last night, I went ahead and bet this thing at Buffalo plus 18.5. A lot of people apparently had the same idea as me. So we'll take 17.5 on this. I've got 18.5 on my sheet, but I kind of like Buffalo in this spot. First-time starting quarterback. I do believe in Buffalo's defense. Pete Limbo, I love what he's doing. I'm curious about Minnesota's defense now that Corey Heatherman is down at Miami. What is that going to look like? So I'm curious about a lot of different things here. But yeah, that Minnesota was really good last year, but breaking in a first-time starting quarterback, that's going to be interesting. Give me Buffalo plus, let's say 18.5. I think you can maybe still get that number out there. So Buffalo plus 18.5 on that one. And we continue on. And we stay on Thursday. East Carolina heads to NC State. This one is 6 p.m. Central. We're going back in time for this one because I wrote them down on the sheet wrong. But 6 p.m. Central time, God's time zone, on the ACC Network. East Carolina to Raleigh. NC State is favored by 14. Total of 61.5. The numbers I'm giving out are the consensus numbers, by the way. Shop your numbers. That's all I'm saying. East Carolina lost the last two in Raleigh in 2018 and 2019 by a combined score of 92-9. I mean, just absolute beating. East Carolina 4-0 against the spread their last four road openers. East Carolina also 10-4 against the spread against the ACC in their last 14. These two played in a bowl game last year. They don't like each other. Blake Harrell was the coach. He was the interim last year. This is his first real full offseason as the head coach. Something to pay attention to there. But yeah, East Carolina won the Military Bowl 26-21 over NC State. They don't like each other. They fought before the game. They fought after the game. It was just a whole debacle. NC State 0-3 against the spread in their last three openers. The home team is 4-0 against the spread, 6-1 against the spread in the last seven in this series. They're close. They go back and forth. It's a whole thing. Caden Hauser against C.J. Bailey is a fun quarterback matchup. There was a lot of East Carolina love in the market early on, and this thing was at 12 at a couple of different spots as early as Monday. And today I go and I look at the number, and the best we can get on NC State is 13.5. I trust in the Wolfpack. I trust in Dave Doran. DJ Elliott, I think, is going to be just fine replacing Tony Gibson. We'll see what that looks like. Kurt Roper, as you can see, I don't have it on this sheet, but they play at an incredibly slow pace. This is a fun test yourself on the pace kind of game. That's what we're looking at here. So I'm curious exactly what we're going to get. East Carolina was number three in time per or offensive time per play last year, and NC State was number 127. Who is going to dictate the pace here? I'm very curious. NC State, significant talent advantage, number 45 in roster talent. East Carolina, number 85. Adjusted returning production, East Carolina, number 90. NC State, number 48. Dave Doran had a down year last year. I don't expect too many of those. Give me NC State minus 13.5 on this one. All right, we move along. And we're going to stay on Thursday again. Yes. Yes, indeed we are. Thursday, 8 p.m. Central Time on the Big Ten Network. And we've got Miami of Ohio heading to Camp Randall to take on the Wisconsin Badgers. Wisconsin right now a 17.5 point favorite, consensus total of 39.5. Very, very low total. And as my friend Kyle Hunter would say, double-digit dog, low total, that screams the underdog. However, let's look at some of these trends. Miami of Ohio, 0-8 against the spread in their last eight road openers. They are 1-3 against the spread against the Power Four in their last four in that role. However, Wisconsin, 0-2 against the spread against the MAC in 2023 and 2024, so it's not like Luke Fickell really likes to blow these teams out. But this number is right around where we want it. I've got Wisconsin minus 18.7. Again, roster talent, a huge difference here. Miami of Ohio, Chuck Martin always finds a way to get this team playing well, but they always play well at the end of the season. They get blown out by these good teams, like really, really blown out. Wisconsin number 19 in returning production. Miami of Ohio, number 119. I mean, that's a massive, massive difference. If you look position by position on this, Wisconsin dwarfs Miami of Ohio, especially at the line of scrimmage. I know we're not expecting big things from Wisconsin this year. And that has everything to do with the schedule. They play like, what is it, six top 20 teams or something? I mean, it's ridiculous. I don't know how I feel about Jeff Grimes coming in as the new offensive coordinator. But he does exactly what Wisconsin likes to do, so we'll roll with it, I guess. I don't know. I do trust Mike Trussell, though, as the defense coordinator. Luke Fickell is not as bad of a coach as what he has shown in the past two seasons here. So I think especially here, we're going to get something good out of the Badgers. They're going to look good at home. I expect a blowout. Wisconsin, minus 16.5 is the best number we can get. Give me the Badgers, minus 16.5. All right. And let's go on to game number five. All right. Sam Houston is hosting UNLV. And this one is 9.5 right now. Total of 61.5. It's 8:30 p.m. Central Time on Friday on CBS Sports Network. Both of these teams looked absolutely dreadful. Sam Houston is a one-man show. UNLV honestly looked... You know what UNLV reminded me of? Some of you guys will remember this. Wyoming played somebody in week zero, or maybe it was week one, a couple of years ago, and looked atrocious. And then they came out in week two and looked like a completely different ball club. Everybody was betting against them in week two, and they came out, they looked good. UNLV was playing Idaho State. I understand that the defense was not very good. They were plus 3 in turnovers and still barely beat an Idaho State team that was bottom 10 in the FCS last year. Granted, they were missing their quarterback last year. The quarterback can sling it around a little bit. This was a Super Bowl for Idaho State. UNLV, you know, Dan Mullen, I don't think really gave a crap about that game. We'll see. I think both of these teams can score. There's a reason that the total has gone from 56.5 up to like 61.5. 61.5. Betting on either one of these teams feels like a chore, an absolute chore. There is not a 10 out here for you to get, anything like that. Now that it's under 10, the preseason line was 13.5. I'm going to take UNLV minus the 9.5. Neither team has good returning production at all. But I do think that Anthony Calandria, the quarterback at UNLV, has more tools to work with. I think that they will be able to score a lot more points than Sam Houston. Sam Houston and Phil Longo, if it was not for a 40-something yard fumble return for a touchdown and a Hunter Watson 55-yard touchdown run, they've got 10 points on the board. I know they were about to score at the end of the ballgame. I get it. But I don't believe in Sam Houston nearly as much as I believe in UNLV's ability to turn it around. The roster talent, significant difference. UNLV 54, Sam Houston number 119. We got a massive difference there. Give me UNLV minus 9.5.
Why struggle doing everything yourself? On Fiverr, you can hire professionals for just about anything. Marketing, editing, design, and more. Save time, get it done right. Click the link in the description to get started.
All right, let me go ahead and remind you, like the video, jump in the comments, tell me what you think here. I want to know your picks on these games as well. And by God, subscribe to the channel. This is a one-man operation. Subscribe to the podcast as well, because there's going to be audio pods as well that are different from what you get on YouTube. But do me that favor. I would certainly appreciate it. And of course, support the sponsors as well. That's a big, big part of this. Okay.
No one plans for hair loss. But through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We carry on. And we move to Saturday, finally. Finally, we move to Saturday, 11 a.m. Central Time, God's time zone. ESPN, Mississippi State heads to Hattiesburg, Mississippi to take on the Southern Miss Golden Eagles. Number out there right now is 13.5. This thing was down all the way to 11.5, 12 in some spots, because there's just so much hype about Charles Huff coming to Southern Miss, and he's bringing Marshall with him, and they won the Sun Belt last year, et cetera, et cetera. I get it. It's 13.5, total of 61.5, because it's a Jeff Lebby team, and we are going to expect points here. Absolutely. Blake Shapen is back at quarterback, so that's big. Braylon Braxton is going to be the quarterback for Southern Miss. Of course, he was the starter at Marshall last year, and yes, they did win the Sun Belt, but he's not bringing the entire Marshall team with him. I do like their new offense coordinator, Blake Anderson. Blake Anderson against Jeff Lebby is fun. That's just a fun thing. So I'm good with that. Last night, I bet Mississippi State minus 12.5. I believe that you can still get a 12.5 out there. If not, we'll register this one as 13.5. I'll look again after we get done. But the numbers here, Mississippi State 5-1 against the spread against Southern Miss all time, 6-2 against the spread in their last 8 opening games. Southern Miss 2-6 against the spread against the SEC, 0-3 against the spread against the Power Four. Obviously, that was not with Charles Huff, and that was not with Jeff Lebby. Jeff Libby is now in year two, Charles Huff in year one in Hattiesburg. He's looking to flip things around very quickly. I'm not seeing it. I'm all over Mississippi State in this one. I think it's going to take a little bit of time to figure things out in Hattiesburg. I do like Blake Anderson. Like I said, Jason Seymour is the defensive coordinator. State just has such a massive talent advantage here. Number 26, which, by the way, is probably close to last in the SEC. 26th in roster talent, number 89 for Southern Miss. The line of scrimmage difference is a chasm. It's the Grand Canyon here. So, I know everybody wants an upset of an SEC team or something like that, but I would be more wary of that if this game were at home for Mississippi State. Instead, they're going on the road. I think they're going to be fired up. Give me State minus 12 and a half on this one. I think the Bulldogs get it done. Staying on Saturday, 11 a.m. Central Time on ESPNU, Northwestern heads down to New Orleans, if you will, to take on the Tulane Green Wave. Tulane, a 5.5-point favorite at home, total of 46.5. Let's go through some trends, shall we? Northwestern 7-4 against the spread against non-conference competition the last 3 years. Tulane 8-1 against the spread, but 6-3 to the under in the last 9 openers. Tulane is 0-2 against the spread against the Big Ten in the last 50 years. They do not play Big Ten teams all that often. And we got some interesting quarterback stuff here, right? Tulane, everybody's talking about Jake Ratcliff. BYU transfer, is he going to come in? Is he going to start immediately? Even if he does, it's not like Ratcliff was anything to write home about for BYU last year. He was not the reason why that team won a lot of games. Preston Stone is the new quarterback for Northwestern, and the old starting quarterback for Northwestern is Brendan Sullivan, and he is also at Tulane. So we got a fun matchup going here. I do like the coaching matchup. David Braun against John Sumrall. I like it. Both of these coaches, really, really good. Northwestern, you look at their numbers, it's kind of hard to see the difference here. Tulane got absolutely thwacked last year in the last 3 games of the year. They got beat at home by Memphis on Thanksgiving weekend by 2 touchdowns. That was a surprising one. They got destroyed at Army in the AAC title game, and then they got destroyed by Florida in the bowl game. So John Sumrall is still the toast of the town as far as up-and-coming coaches. He will more than likely be an SEC head coach coming soon. However, I don't know if it's going to be this game. My number has Tulane minus 11.2. I don't trust that for anything. Tulane, number 65 in adjusted returning production. They lost Darian Mensa. Like I said, they've got Jake Ratcliff and Brendan Sullivan as their 2 potential quarterbacks. I like Northwestern, especially at the line of scrimmage. I think they're going to be really, really good there. I think the fact that they are on the road here certainly helps. David Braun and that bunch, like Zach Lujan, I think is going to be a good offense coordinator. And I think with Preston Stone, he's got some interesting pieces that he'll be able to do some fun things with. So I'm not going to overthink this. This is a team that's got a decided talent advantage against a team that doesn't. And I don't know how much I believe in Tulane. If that's the case, give me Northwestern plus the 5.5. I liked it a lot more when it was up at 6.5, 7. I'll still take it at 5.5 because I think Northwestern wins the game outright. Carrying on, and we are moving back to the SEC in another one of those upset kind of games. 11:45 a.m. Central Time on Saturday on the SEC Network. Toledo, the Rockets from the MAC. They head to Lexington. They're going to take on the Kentucky Wildcats. Kentucky, an 8.5-point home favorite, total of 47.5. This one was at 7.5, I believe, last night. And I went ahead and bet Kentucky with that, and the line has moved. So, total of 47.5. The first meeting between these two was in 2019. It was a 38-24 Kentucky win. Kentucky 4-0 straight up and against the spread in their last 4 openers. They are 17-0 straight up, 13-4 against the spread against the MAC in the last 17 games. Toledo 2-4 straight up, 3-3 against the spread against the SEC. And this is another one of those spots where everybody is talking about, oh my goodness, Toledo went in and whipped Mississippi State last year, and it was a night game in Starkville and blah, blah, blah. Like, I get it. I totally get it. If I'm not mistaken, State had gone to Arizona State the week before. They came back home. There was just a lot going on. Blake Shapen may have been out of that game at that point. Like, he may have been out. Regardless, Mississippi State from last year is not Kentucky. I know people are worried about stuff that's coming out of camp as far as whether or not Zach Calzada is going to be the starter or not. I don't necessarily care. And the reason that I don't care is because this defense is still going to be really, really good. And the offensive line for Kentucky is going to dominate here. The roster talent discrepancy is massive here again. Same as Mississippi State and Southern Miss. This one, not as much. Kentucky's got the number 22 roster talent in the country. Toledo, number 68. And the biggest difference is going to be offensive and defensive line. I don't even know what to tell you. I am so big on Kentucky here. Anything under 10, I feel really good about. My number has Kentucky minus 13. Honestly, I think it might be a blowout. I know we talked about Toledo upsetting Mississippi State last year. Kentucky, as bad as they were last year, they beat the MAC champs, Ohio. They beat them 41-6. Dominated. Kind of expect the same thing here. Toledo's got a little bit more skill position talent than Ohio did. Tucker Gleason, probably a little bit better quarterback than Parker Navarro. And yet, I trust Bush Hamden is not going to try and get his quarterbacks to throw the ball all over the yard. Run the ball. Just run the ball. Keep it away from Toledo. You're going to be fine. That's the way it goes. So Kentucky minus 8.5 there. Game number 9. And Saturday, 1:30 p.m. Central Time on FS1. Again, YouTube TV. You better get this Fox deal done. Old Dominion heads to Indiana. They are going to Bloomington. It'll be their first game against a Big Ten opponent. So cheers to Ricky Ronnie on that. Indiana 6-0 against the spread in their last 6 home openers. 11-1 against the spread in their last 12 as a 20-plus point favorite. Old Dominion 2-8 straight up, but they are 8-2 against the spread against Power 4 opponents in their last 10. But they are 2-4 against the spread in their last 6 road openers. So they don't play well out of the gate. Indiana, I am in love with Kurt Cignetti. If you guys listen to the podcast, you have heard me talk about this. I am all over Kurt Cignetti. I think he's fantastic. They dominated everything last year. They are number 64 in roster talent, which I found a little interesting. They are number 32 in adjusted returning production. Old Dominion, number 80 in adjusted returning production, but number 122 in roster talent. That's a problem. Like, maybe coaching can somewhat save you in some of these games in the Sun Belt, but when it comes to facing a team like Indiana, who we're going to have to reset our expectations on this team, so long as Cignetti is there. Number 38 in offensive adjusted returning production, Fernando Mendoza, I think is going to be a lot of fun in this offense. As long as he's got Elijah Surratt to throw to, I'm going to trust that. And I think that the lines of scrimmage, it's a massive advantage. Indiana does not let off the gas. They just don't. What were they, 10-2 against the spread last year? I mean, they were outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. Maybe 11-1. I know that they were winners every freaking week. They were awesome. And they beat the absolute dog piss out of everybody that they played that was weaker than them. So, my number has it right on the dot. Indiana minus, well, I say right on the dot. 22.5 is the consensus, or 23.5 is the consensus. I've got two numbers written down here. We're going to go with 22.5 because that's what I bet it. 54.5 here is the total. Give me Indiana. I don't think they let off the gas here. I think they are ready to rock and roll. I think Mendoza shows out. I think the running game explodes. I'm excited. I'm excited about Indiana football. Who would have thought? Who would have thought? All right, game number 10. And we're doing 20 of them today. So, hope you're ready. Hope you're ready to rock and roll. Penn State taking on Nevada at home in Happy Valley, 2:30 p.m. Central Time on CBS. Penn State, a 44.5-point home favorite, total of 56.5. This one, there's not a lot to talk about, right? Jeff Choate, I like him as a head coach. They lost a ton of guys. They're number 128 in returning production. They're number 124 in roster talent. Penn State, number 17 in roster talent. Number 13 in adjusted returning production. Andy Kotelnicki back for his second year with the offense. Jim Knowles comes in as the defensive coordinator. And again, if you've listened to the podcast for any amount of time, which we've been doing this, the audio podcast has been around since 2016. So what, 9 years? 9 years. Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy. We love Jim Knowles. He's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. What he did at Oklahoma State before he went to Ohio State, he has improved the offense everywhere he's been every single year. There's not a lot to improve on right now with his defense. Just keep it rolling. That's what you got to do. So Jim Knowles, I expect some good things. We'll see. But the number, well, let's look at trends. Nevada, 7-1 against the spread against P4 opponents in week one, normally because the number is outrageous. 4-3 against the spread against the Big Ten. Penn State, 2-0 against the spread against Mountain West, and they are 4-0 against the spread in their last four openers. However, this number is bonkers. Just on principle, I have to bet the Wolfpack. I wish this thing was at 45. My number is 39.5. Again, sometimes it's hard to figure out exactly what the difference is between two teams. And in this situation, Penn State is so significantly better. I don't know that you can really put a number on it. My money line on this is minus 15,796. You're not going to be able to find a money line out there. But I've got Penn State winning the game 99.37% of the time. That is as high as my model can get. I mean, it's just, it dwarfs everything that's even close to that. So, I'm still going to take Nevada because 44.5 is outrageous. Penn State has nothing to play for until their fourth game of the year when they're coming off of a bye when Oregon comes to town. They're going to show nothing. They'll run the ball for a little bit. My guess is they take the starters out at halftime. If you're James Franklin, you have nothing to prove here. You have no reason to play Drew Aller. You got no reason to play Nick Singleton, any of those guys, especially the new wide receivers. Don't play these guys any longer than you have to. Get up 28-0 and sit on the football. Play your third stringers. This is going to be a glorified scrimmage. That's what this is going to be. So give me the Wolfpack plus 44.5 there.
Are you looking to catch your favorite team or concert live? Ticket Smarter makes buying tickets safe and simple. With our promo code, you save big. Use WCE10 for $10 off an order of $100 or more, or WCE20 for $20 off $300 or more. Grab your tickets now at TicketSmarter.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be. or I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult, but I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Like, 'cause I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.
Check out bettingcfb.com. I've got the sheets up for all of these games. Every FBS versus FBS game, I'm going to do that every single week. Around week three is when we really start to get numbers. I'm going to update these with the power rating and whatnot after week one. I'm curious about all of this because the transfer stuff and whatnot has gotten so bananas. It's just hard to keep up with. And all the coaches moving and whatnot, it's where does the development get done? I want to know about all of it, but I am keeping track of all of it. Even if I'm not doing the BetUS TV college football show, I'm doing my own thing. I like this. I love this sport. So do me a favor and support me. BettingCFB.com. $5 a month, $50 for the year, or right here on YouTube. You don't want to toss in $5. I get that. I totally get it. You can just subscribe to the YouTube channel and watch the videos and jump in the chat with us. We're going to have a good time. We are going to do some live stuff eventually, but this week's a little crazy. So we'll have fun with it. We'll do what we do. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast as well. Like the video. You guys know all the stuff. All right, continuing on. Game number 11. Ooh, boy. Boy, that one cut off on the thing, didn't it? Marshall heads to Georgia. Ooh, boy. And this one is 2:30 p.m. Central Time on ESPN. This is another one of those, kind of like the Penn State-Nevada game. Georgia is a 39.5-point favorite, total of 55.5. Marshall lost to everybody. They are dead last in FBS in adjusted returning production. Number 136, only 21% returning production here. Georgia is number 89, but Georgia has the number 2 roster talent overall. At least based on 247 ratings. Marshall, number 114, as far as that is concerned. The line of scrimmage difference is massive. This is another one of those. Let's look at trends here. Georgia, 8-3 against the spread their last 11 openers. 8 straight unders in season opening totals. So that's something to pay attention to. This total is 55.5. Yeah, I'm going to go bet that under here in just a little bit. Because I don't know if Marshall scores. Anyway, the only other meeting between these two was 2004. It was a 13-3 Georgia win, and they were an 18-point favorite in that game. Marshall 8-2 against the spread in their last 10 openers. Tony Gibson, I think, can be a good coach. I'm just curious what exactly it's going to look like, because he certainly does not have the players right now. Travarius Robinson and Glenn Schumann as the DCs for Georgia, they're going to do what they can. I don't think Marshall is going to necessarily run the ball. I don't think they'll be in a position to run the ball very much. I'm glad we're going to get to see some live reps with Gunnar Stockton. He's Mike Bobo's boy. That's the connection there. Like, Bobo has known him since he was little. Okay, we'll see. This is just a... It's another one of those where it's just a massive, massive favorite. My number has Georgia minus 34.9. This thing at 55.5, 45-10 gets me an under, gets me a Marshall cover. Yeah, I think that's probably what I'm looking at. So Marshall plus 39.5 on this one. Staying on Saturday afternoon, 5 p.m. Central Time on the ACC Network, Coastal Carolina heads to the Wahoos. They are facing Virginia in Charlottesville. Virginia, a 12-point home favorite, total of 58.5 on this one. And let's look at some trends. Coastal lost 43-24 to Virginia last year. And Virginia was only like a 3-point favorite, something like that. Coastal 0-2 against the spread against the ACC. Again, there is a chasm of difference when it comes to roster talent. Maybe not so much in this game. Virginia, even with bringing in a lot of transfers and whatnot, they really went after it in the portal. They still didn't really up the... And a lot of this is based on recruiting rankings. Virginia does have maybe some more talented players than we thought, but they went after it this year. Coastal 5-0 against the spread in their last five openers. Virginia 6-4 against the spread in their last 10 openers. They are 2-1 straight up and against the spread in their last three against the Sun Belt. My number on this has Virginia minus 13.8. Best number you can get out there right now for Virginia is 11.5. I can't get last year's game out of my head. I think Virginia has a more talented roster this year, and they dwarfed Coastal last year. And that was at Coastal. Now this one's at home. Tony Elliott needs this. They need to get started on the right foot. I think I believe in them. We'll see. Chandler Morris is the new quarterback. He comes in from North Texas. Had a big year last year for Eric Morris and that bunch, the Mean Green down in Denton, Texas. But, yeah, this is interesting. I like John Rudzinski. He came over from BYU, if I'm not mistaken. The defenses have not been great for Virginia, though, but I think they got a little more talent this year. I'm going to trust my number on this. The best number I could find is Virginia minus 11.5. I will take Virginia to cover that number. You see it on there. I'm not a big believer in Tim Beck. These two teams pretty comparable as far as returning production. Number 35 for Virginia, number 52 for Coastal. Coastal did lose Ethan Vasco in the portal. I think that Vasco was their best quarterback, although Beck didn't necessarily play him like he was. I think that's the best way to put it. So give me Virginia minus the 11.5 there. Carrying on, game number 13. Lucky number 13 here. UTSA. The Roadrunners head to Texas A&M. They're going to College Station at 6 p.m. Central Time, God's time zone, on ESPN. And A&M is a 24.5-point home favorite. Total of 56.5. UTSA 2-0 against the spread against A&M in 2016 and 2019. Those are the two times that they've met. A&M 7-3 against the spread in their openers, in the last 10 openers. UTSA 0-2 against the spread in their last two games against the SEC. 0-3 against the spread as 10-plus point dogs. Texas A&M has Notre Dame in 3 weeks. Or 2 weeks after this week. Whatever. Week three, A&M goes to Notre Dame. And then they start SEC play shortly after that. I think that A&M wins this game. Which, it makes sense. I mean, I've got them with a almost 91% chance to win the game. We'll say that. So almost minus 1,000 on the money line. But my number has A&M minus 20.5. I like Owen McCown. I like this, you know, Jeff Traylor offense. They really got it clicking last year. Yes, the roster talent difference is massive. A&M number 8, UTSA number 59. I do think A&M, second year of Mike Elko, they are going to be fired up. However, it's one of those where, okay, we got Marcel Reed at quarterback. We got Le'Veon Moss and that bunch at running back healthy this year. Maybe let's not get guys hurt. Maybe let's go up pretty big, and then we'll start to see what we've got on the back end. A&M is number 5 in returning production. UTSA number 51, but they didn't have to focus a whole lot on offense. The defense was bad last year, and they brought in some bodies this year. I think UTSA is going to be pretty fired up for this one. 24.5 seems like a bit too much. Give me Texas A&M. Sorry, give me UTSA to cover the 24.5 against Texas A&M. I am siding with the Roadrunners on this one. Game number 14. I don't even have a logo for this team up yet. I saw this after I ran it, and I said, oh, okay. There's normally you can find 30 games that are pretty good in the FBS. This week was a little difficult. It was a little difficult. I will not lie. Week one is, you know, it's a crapshoot because everybody wants to talk about, is this the best week one ever? Yeah, we have three top 10 matchups, but the rest of it, I don't know about that. I don't know. USC hosts Missouri State, their first year in the FBS. And this one is it's a very intriguing ball game. The total here is 59.5. USC is favored by 35.5 consensus, but you can still find a 35 out there. The roster talent difference, this is maybe the biggest one that we've seen. USC is number 19, Missouri State number 129. Missouri State was good, especially on offense last year in the FCS. But as far as the average offensive rank expected heading into FBS, they're number 91. Their defense may be as bad as it gets. Number 129 in average defensive rank. USC, I think you're going to see some more improvement with second year of DeAnton Lynn. Lincoln Riley's, I don't think Lincoln Riley has forgotten how to coach. Like, they lost five games last year, but they led in the fourth quarter of all of those games. They were right there. Like, if Jaden Maiva doesn't throw two pick sixes inside the red zone in the fourth quarter, I think they were en route to beat Notre Dame. They're still a good football team. They got beat by Michigan on the road, and they weren't up to snuff yet. I'm expecting them to be up to snuff here. I think they come out hot. My number is 31.5 or 31.1. I still kind of like this, that you can find a 35 out there. I think that Lincoln Riley is going to kind of pour it on here early, because I don't think that Missouri State could even stop the third stringers for USC. And if that is the case, I've heard a lot of good things about the running back at USC as well. I don't know about the offensive line. There's some shaky stuff, but if there was ever somebody to get your offensive line right against, it would be Missouri State. So give me USC minus 35. I think they kind of run the score up a little bit. I think Lincoln Riley wants to show people, hey, we have not forgotten how to play football. And I really don't expect Missouri State to be able to score much, so if at all. Carrying on, we're staying in the Big Ten. Write my times down. All right, staying in the Big Ten, this one, 6:30 p.m. Central Time on NBC, and that USC game was also 6:30. It was on the Big Ten Network. This one on NBC, New Mexico goes to Michigan. Total of 49.5, Michigan favored by 34.5, and that number is consensus. It is across the board. I have looked for other numbers. There are none currently. New Mexico is 0-7 against the spread in their last seven road openers. Michigan 3-2 against the spread in the last 3-3 against the spread in their last six openers. Michigan 3-6 against the spread against the Mountain West since 2014. And Michigan also 17-27-2 against the spread as 20-plus point favorites. Here's my issue. Jason Eck, what he wants to do with this team, they're going to run the ball a lot, like a whole lot. The problem is, I don't know if they can run the ball on Michigan. So I expect a lot of three and outs. I think that they are going to get Bryce Underwood as comfortable as possible, let him do a lot of things. Mikey Keene will probably play towards the end of the game. This is going to be a blowout. My number on this is Michigan minus 35.5. So I'm off by a point on this. Adjusted returning production, number 33 for Michigan, number 130 for New Mexico. Remember, Bronco Mendenhall left, Devin Dampier left. He's the quarterback, or was the quarterback there. Jason Beck headed over to Utah to be their offense coordinator. Bronco is now at Utah State. New Mexico just got left behind. So number 130 in adjusted returning production, number 131 in roster talent. Michigan is number 12 in roster talent. Number 33 in adjusted returning production. That defense with Wink Martindale, I think towards the end of last year, he really figured out the college game. He understood how to get pressure, how to make college quarterbacks uncomfortable. They won't really have to worry about a lot of pressure here. The one thing that I don't like about Michigan right now is Chip Lindsey. Why, if you're wanting to develop a freshman quarterback, why would you bring in that guy? I don't know that I fully understand that. Maybe I may just be completely biased because I didn't think he was very good at Auburn, and I really didn't think that he was a good head coach at Troy. And he didn't show me anything in North Carolina that made me believe in him. I mean, so what are we doing? But Sharon Moore, I mean, this is still a Sharon Moore offense, and I think I trust Sharon Moore. So, but I think they're going to get Bryce Underwood to play. I think they're going to let him kind of go out and do his thing. I think he's going to put up some points. I don't expect New Mexico to be able to score at all. At all. And if that is the case, normally, again, with Kyle Hunter, low total, 49.5, really big spread, double-digit spread. Typically, that means take the dog, like I did with Nevada. In this case, I've got a Michigan minus 34.5 there. I am going to take the Wolverines. I think they put up some points. I think they look good this weekend because you got Oklahoma next week. And again, you don't want to get anybody hurt and all that. I get that. But I don't think they'll have to get anybody hurt. I think they're just going to pulverize this team. So I know New Mexico's covered a lot of games and whatnot. No, they haven't. I lied. 0-7 against the spread in their last 7 road openers. Yeah. Yeah. Michigan. Give me Michigan. That's how we'll do that. All right. Game number 16. And, you know, let me go ahead and do this. Again, I'm doing this every 5 games that we go over. Like the video, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast. Leave a nice 5-star written review, if you would, so kindly. Check out bettingcfb.com. Support our partners. They help us out. This one-man operation that I run, they're the lifeblood behind it, along with you guys. You guys are the lifeblood. They're the ones that actually fund it. So, but bettingcfb also funds it, and that's just a more direct way of doing it. okay. Let's carry on, shall we? Let's carry on.
Stop guessing and start winning. Stochastic provides advanced data and strategies for DFS players and bettors built by pros who know how to find edges. Click the link in the description and sign up today. Are you tired of sore knees or joints slowing you down? Ghost Sleeves uses built-in kinesiology tape technology to give you support, reduce pain, and help you recover faster. Use code WCE for 15% off over at ghostsleeves.com.
Georgia State heads to Oxford on Saturday night. This one, SEC Network, 6:45 p.m. Central Time. Ole Miss, a 35.5 point favorite, total of 60.5 on this. Lane Kiffin, 1-2 against the spread against the Sun Belt, 3-0 to the under. Doesn't like to show out a whole lot in these kind of games, it doesn't seem. Georgia State beat Vanderbilt last year in Atlanta in Del McGee's first season. Other than that, it was quite uneventful. They were not very good last year. 5-3 against the spread all time against the SEC. Georgia State is 0-4 against the spread in their last 4 openers. Ole Miss, number 95 in adjusted returning production. Georgia State is number 113. Georgia State did actually go after some guys in the portal. And on top of that, there's some SEC guys. So how about that? There's some bigger programs that were sniffing around Georgia State trying to get some guys in the portal. If those guys turn out, it might just be potential. It might just be body size, whatever. But there's a chance that Georgia State could maybe have some dudes. Along with that, Ole Miss has got an easy opening schedule. I mean, easy, easy. They're really getting ready for Kentucky in week 3, I think it is, and then they've got LSU in week 5. They were great last year. Pete Golding, now I believe the highest paid defense coordinator in football, in college football. Interesting, right? Kiffin is going to put up some numbers. He's going to get Austin Simmons some run. This is another one of those where, okay, you don't want to get anybody hurt. But I don't necessarily trust the Ole Miss defense to be able to stop Georgia State the same way that I would expect Michigan to be able to stop New Mexico, right? Georgia State, I think, has some players. I think they'll be able to put up some points. And this Ole Miss defense lost some dudes. You can't just replace guys like Walter Nolan. So with that said, my number is Ole Miss minus 31.1. The spread is 35.5. It's the rookie number. I'll take Georgia State. This is kind of a coin flip situation here. I don't feel great about it. But for purposes of the show, I will take Georgia State to cover. And, yeah, I'll be supporting Hugh Jackson, former Cleveland Browns coach. you know I love it. You know I love it. Game number 17. We're headed to late night. That's right. Pac-12 After Dark is back. Cal at Oregon State. Oregon State a 1.5-point favorite, total of 50.5 on this. 9:30 p.m. Central Time on ESPN. And let's go through some of the trends, shall we? And we can go on and flip that thing over. Well, did it. There we go. Cal won 44-7 last year, but they have lost three of the last four in Corvallis. Oregon State 4-2 against the spread in their last six against Cal. The home team is 7-3 against the spread in the last 10 in the series. And again, another quarterback battle that is interesting. And this is one that my model is broken when it comes to this. Like, my model doesn't know what to do with this. The roster talent is just about equal. But the quarterback battle, JKS. Everybody thought it was going to be Devin Brown starting for Cal. Brian Harsin, the new offensive coordinator. Of course, Nick Rolovich is going to be there as well. Offensive analyst, whatever it is that he's doing there. So they got some interesting offensive coaches. Along with that, Justin Wilcox's defense, like he always does his thing there. They weren't great last year, but they showed up in spots for sure. They definitely did not show up in the second half against Miami. Sorry, Cal fans. I'm trying. I think it's been long enough. So with that said, I'm going to take Cal plus the 1.5. Cal number 60 in roster talent, Oregon State number 62, Cal number 96 in adjusted returning production, Oregon State number 40, Trent Bray in his second year as a head coach. Corvallis, I do think, will be rocking. But, you know, Malik Murphy, I don't necessarily trust him. I don't think the defense is that good for Oregon State. Cal has to find wins somewhere, and this is certainly one of those. When you have what is supposed to be the better team, and I know that Oregon State is favored in this game. This thing was 2.5 yesterday, and there's been Cal money come in. I'm going to side with that Cal money. I trust Justin Wilcox and his defense to be able to get something done here, especially against Malik Murphy. Like, Wilcox is, I expect several interceptions from Murphy in this game. Give me Cal, plus the 1.5 on this one. And we go backwards. Game number 18. Hawaii heads to Arizona, 9:30 p.m. Central Time. This one, we got a new TV partner, TNT. It'll also be streaming on the HBO Max app, or HBO whatever app. Whatever the streaming stuff is. You get the point. What a weird, weird, wild world that we live in. It's just strange. Okay, so Hawaii is a 17.5-point dog a week after they beat Stanford at home. Michael Alejado, probably not going to play. That's what everybody's saying. He really gutted it out last week. But I don't think Timmy Chang's going to have him this week. And even if he did have him, that Hawaii team still did not look very good. Like, at Stanford coaching lost them that football game last week. If you heard my reaction show on Sunday, you know what I'm talking about. They could run the ball whenever they wanted to. Now, I don't expect Arizona to be able to do the exact same thing. Arizona number 58 in roster talent, Hawaii number 120. My number on this is Arizona minus 14.4. That was more in line with what the original line was, but now that Alejado is not going to be playing quarterback, more than likely, this number all the way out at 17.5, total of 52.5. I'm going to go with Arizona because Hawaii looked that bad. Like, I don't, even with the win, I was not in on Hawaii. So, Seth Dagey, the offensive coordinator, he and Noah Fifita, Brent Brennan needs a good year. They need wins wherever they can get them. I think Arizona is going to be able to put up points here. Yes, I understand they don't have Tet McMillan this year, but they're number 14 in adjusted returning production. Hawaii number 66. Hawaii does have a game under their belt. Maybe that helps, but I trust Arizona more than I trust Hawaii here. I know the number's big. It is beyond what my number is. But without the quarterback, I don't know what Hawaii's going to look like. Like, he was hurt, and they still decided to play him against Stanford than bring in the next guy. There's that much of a drop-off. So give me Arizona, minus 17.5. Two more games. Game number 19 on the docket here. Washington hosts Colorado State. This one, 10 p.m. Central Time on the Big Ten Network. And this number has ballooned up as well. It really has. Damon Williams is the quarterback here for Washington and Jed Fish. Jed Fish going into his second year with Washington. Let's go through some trends, right? Washington is a 22.5 point favorite here. Good gracious. That thing was like 17.5, 18.5, and overnight it just went up like 3 points. And I don't know what I'm missing. Fowler Nicolosi is the quarterback for Colorado State. Colorado State, I'm not going to say that they got lucky with games last year, but it just seemed like they were in very advantageous schedule spots a lot of the time. They didn't have to play a lot of really good teams. When they did play good teams, they got beat. I don't know exactly what... I don't like Colorado State a whole lot this year. I'll say that. My number on this is Washington minus 19.2. Again, roster talent, massive, massive advantage for the Huskies. Number 28 for Washington, number 95 for Colorado State. And adjusted returning production, Washington number 67, Colorado State number 110. I like what Norvell has done thus far, and he's heading into year four, but I don't think they got it this year. And if you start looking at trends, Washington 7-3 against the spread against the Mountain West. They are 5-5 against the spread in their last 10 openers, though. Colorado State 3-8 against the spread against Power Four since 2018. This is the very first meeting between these schools. I think it's going to be the Damon Williams show. I think he's going to be able to put up, he's going to be able to do whatever he wants to. If he wants to run, he'll be able to run against that defense. If he wants to throw it, I think he's going to do that as well. I think Washington has some pieces. So they're kind of all over the place, but I do like the Huskies here. I know that the number is crazy. You know what? No. The number's gotten too crazy. 22.5. Yeah, give me Colorado State. Give me the Rams. I just bashed these guys. Talked about how much I don't like them, all that kind of stuff. I think the number got a little far out there. A 3-point jump overnight? I mean, what are we doing? Or 4-point jump? 4-point jump, I'm always going to be the contrarian that bites back. That's too much. It might be some sharp plays, but... whew, that's a lot. So give me Colorado State plus 22.5. Boy, I probably just walked right into that one, didn't I? All right, and we're going to try and get this thing done within an hour. So let's go and hit the last game. The UCLA Bruins host the Utah Utes at 10 p.m. Central Time. This one on Fox. Again, pay attention to YouTube TV. See what's going on there. If you haven't, if not, this one you can get with your rabbit ears. Easy enough. Deshaun Foster against Kyle Whittingham. I don't know that there's a bigger coaching mismatch in the history of this game than a coach that is headed into year two against a coach that is in year 21, right? Maybe you get Kirk Ferentz against somebody like that. Whittingham has seen it all. Now he's actually got an offense to go with that defense because they were kind of held hostage by Cam Rising for quite a while. Jason Beck is the offensive coordinator for Utah now. Devin Dampier is he came over from New Mexico. We talked about them earlier. I think he's going to be able to do a lot of fun stuff here. This offense is going to be able to put up some points. And when they do, Morgan Scalley's defense is going to slow everybody down. Tino Sunseri is the offensive coordinator. I think that's a massive upgrade over what they had last year for UCLA. But Nico, you want to be able to trust in Nico, right? This number, by the way, UCLA is a 6-point home dog, total of 51.5. There is a 5.5 out there. There is a 6.5 out there. So this number is kind of all over the place. It was at 2 earlier in the week, something like that. It was just kind of all over, not early in the week, sorry, earlier in the summer. But there's just been a lot of Utah love in this game. A lot of that has to do with the fact that while they do have Nico, and I do think that I think Sunseri is a better offensive coordinator than what they had, they got like their top three wide receivers are going to be hurt. Like this is not a good thing. So I think the defense will be pretty good. Offense going to be some growing pains trying to get Nico adjusted here. I don't know. Utah number 16 in adjusted returning production. UCLA number 99. However, UCLA has a better roster than Utah number 25 in roster talent compared to Utah number 35. I'm going to go Utah. I'm going to trust Devin Dampier to put up some points. I'm going to trust Morgan Scalley's defense to confuse Nico a little bit, especially considering he doesn't have a whole lot of weapons to be able to throw to. Give me Utah. -5.5 here. I think it's going to be a big night for Jason Beck's offense. So that gets us through 20 different games. We didn't make it quite in an hour, but we are relatively close. And we'll go back to this. And let's do our recap. Let's do our recap and write down our times. The old school way of doing this. Hey, tell me if you like my new mic. We're going to see if we like this or not. Otherwise, we might go back to what we had. But with how things went last night, I'm trusting this one right now. So, all right, Boise -5.5, Buffalo +18.5, NC State -13.5, Wisconsin -16.5, UNLV -19.5, Mississippi State -12.5, Northwestern +5.5, Kentucky -8.5, Indiana -23.5, Nevada +44.5, Marshall +39.5, Virginia -11.5, UTSA +24.5, USC -35, Michigan -34.5, and then our last five, Georgia State +35.5, Cal +1.5, Arizona -17.5, Colorado State +22.5, Utah -5.5. And that is our 20 games for this weekend. Again, I have even more of the stat sheets and whatnot up over at bettingcfb.com. I will have my official plays in the next couple of days on those. So hopefully you will join us over there, bettingcfb.com. There's a link in the description. Don't forget, support the partners. Don't forget, like the video, subscribe, and subscribe to the podcast. Leave a nice 5-star review as well. With that said, I think that's everything. I think that's all we need. You guys have been fantastic. I can't thank you enough for watching and for being a part of this little independent journey that I'm on. So I appreciate you guys. With that said, take care of each other. Take care of yourselves. I'll flip that around. Either way, God bless college football, and hopefully all of your tickets cash this week.
Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Subscribe, leave a review or comment, follow at GaryWCE on X, and check out the web store.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.